Just a sore calf right now. We're just being smart with it. We've been running on it. We're just being real smart this time of year. A little beforehand, so it's just we're being smart with it.
How much has that set you back as far as you? Obviously, learning it in the classroom is one thing, but getting out there and doing it is another. So how are you kind of, you know, keeping up with
that? Yeah, it's just you really have to embrace the mental reps. You really have to just, you know, visualize it, really try to put yourself in that situation as much as you can without actually being in the situation. It also helps with younger guys in the room, so everybody's kind of learning it right now. So you just have to embrace the mental reps.
You said it, I'm sorry, it was a calf?
Yeah.
Is that related by any chance to the foot injury that you had?
No, no. Yeah.
You know it's really early. Do you have any better idea of what your role might be?
Right, yeah, it's like you said, it's really early right now, so it's just kind of wherever, first they got to get on the field, then it's wherever they want to put me, so yeah. Yeah, yeah. It's a really unique room. Great dudes. A lot of different skills. A lot of different strengths. It's definitely a fun room to be a part of. He works hard on and off the field. So a ton of upside to him. He looks great out there.
You guys are listed as the same position, but probably a little different players. Do you see that? Is that way? I mean,
yeah. I mean, that's rarely do any two tight ends on one team do the exact same thing. So that's just the position. I mean, a tight end's kind of a hybrid of a bunch of things. It's just kind of situational on what we would do.
You didn't play a ton of fullback last season, right? More so
early. Yeah, early in my career, college. Not a ton last year. Yeah, I'm very comfortable at fullback. That's all part of the position.
They moved you around a lot, if I remember correctly. You just put out wide and sporadic.
Yeah.
Was there any particular area that you felt like really at home?
It really just depended on the play. I mean, I always wanted to be that guy that they could put me anywhere and move me around, and just for defensive recognition and just any advantage we can give the offense. So, there wasn't really any spot that was really comfortable. It was all just kind of part of what I did.
When you block for a guy like Adrian Peterson, do you necessarily learn something about blocking that you might not learn blocking for, you know, any other running back, given how great he is?
Yeah, he's definitely – his style of running is very, very different. If anything, you have to account for more guys in the box just because when Adrian's in the backfield, defenses are going to load it up. So you just have to – it changes the blocking schemes a little bit, but that's really it. Eli's awesome. I mean, he's a two-time Super Bowl MVP for a reason. He's very helpful. He's constantly learning, so it pushes you to keep learning to get better because he's doing the same thing. And this is, I don't know how many years this is for him, but he's always getting better. It's really hard this time of year. I mean, even if it was later in the, you can't really tell until you put pads on, and you can't really tell until you actually have a game and see what works and see what doesn't work. So it's a little too early to tell right now.
Now you say you're taking it kind of slow. Do you think you'll be able to get back on the field before the summer
break? I hope so. Definitely hope so. But Ronnie and his staff are doing a great job, and they're just being smart right now. It just has to be a mindset that you want to finish to the whistle, and it's just as a collective unit. That's how you have to be. You can't have one guy, you know, taking a playoff. Everybody has to be on the same page. So it really just starts with a mindset. It doesn't mean you need to play dirty or anything. I just think it's more of an effort-based thing. Like, you just need to play longer than they did. It just depends on what the protection is, really. You know, you can have protections where we are double teaming their guy, or You can have pressures that look like fakes, you know, play action and stuff. So it just really depends on the protection, on what's called.
You're working with primarily young running backs with not a lot of experience, except maybe Paul Perkins.
Yeah.
And Chase Lee. So would you be, you know, I know you're in the tight end room, but do you get with them, watch film, kind of bounce things off each other as far as what you're seeing, you know, chemistry?
Yeah, I mean, right now I'm just trying to get the base, the foundation of the offense down. But that's definitely something that happens as you get into the season and you kind of figure out your bread and butter, and every runner's a little different. Every runner sees things a little different. But it's all trust with the blocking and the running. If the runner can trust our blocks, then it makes things easy for everybody. So that's just something you earn over time and playing in games.
Do